News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, cloudy skies and 60 degrees at 5:30. Happy Labor Day. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. Lawmakers in Washington briefed on the White House's proposal to stage a military intervention in Syria on Sunday, including a rundown of the administration's intelligence reports on the Syrian government. Fox News Radio's Catherine Herridge has more from Capitol Hill.
After a 90-minute classified briefing on Capitol Hill, lawmakers said the Obama administration is going out of its way to avoid a repeat of 2003 and the decision to go to war based on faulty intelligence. In addition to four high-level briefers, lawmakers told Fox that materials, including raw intelligence, were made available to lawmakers. While the amount of information was described as voluminous, at least one Democrat publicly complained they were not satisfied with the quality of intelligence from inside of Syria. On Capitol Hill, Catherine Herridge, Fox News Radio.
Meanwhile, Syria is demanding the United Nations prevent what Bashar al-Assad's government is calling any aggression after President Obama did call for military action. The foreign minister has sent a letter to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the president of the Security Council demanding that ban prevent any, quote, aggression on Syria and pushes for a political solution to the civil war that's killed more than 100,000 Syrians. If you're looking for things to do in central Wisconsin on Labor Day, there is plenty going on. Wausau's Labor Day Parade starts at 4 o'clock and runs along 3rd Avenue in Wausau down to the Labor Temple. Food and family activities are planned. The Portage County Fair also continues today in Rosholt, and Merrill's Labor Day Parade kicks off today at 10 a.m. A study of fire and emergency services has been released for the Wausau area. It examines how Wausau and surrounding municipalities may save money and improve future services. Mayor Jim Tipple says the study provides data that Wausau and other communities can use to plan for the future.
Merge all the data from the various communities on response time and equipment and fire locations for EMS and fire services in the metro area. And that was one thing, and see if there was any synergies of whether you combine one or two or all of them and to assess the economic impact, if there is any.
The full study will be released to the Wausau City Council on Thursday, September 19th. Area municipal leaders have been invited to attend. U.S. Coast Guard officials say they rescued a 60-year-old man who became ill on a freighter in Lake Superior on Saturday afternoon. Officials say the unidentified man began showing signs of a stroke. That's when another crew member sent a distress signal to the Coast Guard. The man was taken to an area hospital. His condition has not been released. Milwaukee police are arresting an alleged vandal who spray-painted a statue of Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig. Police say the statue outside of Miller Park was defaced sometime yesterday morning around 4 o'clock. An unidentified suspect was arrested at the scene and is accused of the vandalism. Actor Michael Sheen is paying tribute to the late broadcaster Sir David Frost. Frost passed away at the age of 74 on Saturday from a heart attack while aboard the cruise ship the Queen Elizabeth. Sheen portrayed Frost in the play Frost Nixon in the 2008 film of the same name. Both were inspired by Frost's iconic interviews with the former president. Sheen tells the BBC that Frost was, quote, incredibly supportive of the play, and he adds that Frost saw the play as a good thing that would bring the highlight of his career back into the public eye. WSAU Business Briefs for today. Wall Street is quiet for Labor Day, but trading will resume tomorrow. The week will be filled with economic reports, including the August jobs report. Concern over Syria is likely to have an impact on the week's trading. The markets in general were hit hard in August, showing their worst decline in more than a year. Stocks are opening higher in Asia on the morning. WSAU News Time is 5:35. Now the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast with meteorologist Mark Holley.
Want the sunshine on your Labor Day, a nice day across north central Wisconsin, but a chilly, feel like early fall-like day, high of 70. Tonight down to 46 under mainly clear skies. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies will continue, and a great way to start off the 2013 school year, high of 75. Wednesday, high of 80. Thursday, we're also in the upper 70s, close to 80. With the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast, I'm meteorologist Mark Holland, AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
And I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.